Hi, and welcome to the next episode of MSDN Dev Radio. Today we're going to be talking about using OData as a data source inside your Windows application. What is OData? OData is a simple way to expose data from a service, and you're going to see it's a simple way to consume data in a client. Today I'm here with you. It's you and me running solo, and we're going to go through the steps so I can show you just what you need to do to leverage this powerful service in your client app. Today we're going to take a minute to show how to use OData in our Metro applications. I'm just going to start, we're going to use Netflix OData. It's easy to find. You can go to developer.netflix.com, and then right on the first page it tells you odata.netflix.com/catalog is how you're going to get that data. So I'll go over and we're going to open up a new project here. Why would I want to use OData? That's a fair question, actually. See, I don't want to add it to source control. So OData is pretty powerful. It allows you to create a service that exposes your data as a single endpoint instead of a bunch of methods. So you might have a method that says, get invoices that are overdue, get invoices for this customer, get invoices for this product, get, you know, update invoice, delete these invoices based on this type, all these different methods that you might create. That's a lot, right? OData allows you to have a single endpoint and construct a query that is parsed by the endpoint for you. So you can put your own filters and your own projections, then the service does it all for you. It gives you back what you expect without having to code a million different methods. That's a huge benefit. Not only that, there are applications like Excel, right, and that can easily consume and show it to you and show you your data in a pivot or a chart or something like that. Okay, so we've got our new application here. It's blank, right? So I didn't want to do anything fancy here. I just want to show off only OData. So I'm going to start in the back, in the code behind here. And actually, you know what I'm going to do? I got to start by making a reference. So I'm going to say add new service reference. It's going to pop up with the add service reference dialog. I'll put in the URL, click go. I'll find it here. I'm going to call this service Netflix service, just like that. All right, it's going to add the service reference for me. I'm using RC. And after RC, it'll be NuGet will add this functionality so that I can do this for all my projects. So I'm going to jump to code behind of my page here, go to onNavigated 2, and just show you how to do it. If you ever have used or leveraged OData inside a Silverlight application, then you already have a little bit of familiarity of how to do it. New URI. So the first thing you're going to need is the URI itself. That's just part of the approach. And then we'll create a context. So context equals new Netflix service title. Catalog. There's the catalog itself. You pass the URI there. Now we have the context against which we can query, but we have to put it into something. So I'll create a data service collection. So I'll say new data service collection of type Netflix service dot titles. So that's what I'm going to be querying here, passing in the context to it. I don't have a reference to that. Let me add that real quick. And now, when data, this is all going to be asynchronous. So when data is completed, right there it is. Then I want to handle it. So the result that is going to come back to me equals, it's going to come back as this. This is what's going to raise that event. So it's going to be the sender, right? And then I can use that as not instantiating it. And then I can use that inside my grid. All right, before we do that, though, let's create the query. This is how we're going to, what data are we going to actually get back? I don't want the whole stinking catalog. I want to say context.titles, right? But not all of them. I want to say where, we'll make this little lambda here. Name? Yeah, name. .contains, and then let's only get Star Trek back. All right, that'll be nice. And then we'll just call it. So the data, we'll say load, right? We'll say load async because that's the way we want to do it. And I'm going to pass in the query so it knows what it's going to be loading. The query already has, the query tells them what to get. And then remember, data already has the reference to the context. It'll call the query, execute the query on the server side. Netflix will do all the parsing of this for me, and then it'll raise this when it's finished, calling this method here at the bottom. Now, let us, let's see. It's sender, right? That's what we were going to do. Let's use this. I'm going to jump back to the XAML. I don't want to do anything really fancy to the XAML, so what I'm going to do is I'll just say grid view, that'll be nice. And then I'm going to jump to the properties of that, and I'm going to set its item template so that I'll go down to miscellaneous of this grid view. It'll have item template property right there. And I'll say item template, it's going to be one of the built-in ones. I'll say the 250 by 250, which is a pretty standard one. I'm going to want to change that, right? I would never show it by default like this because it expects stuff that I don't really care about. And then I'll say item source, you know, that's how we do it. I'll just say binding. And that will bind to whatever the data context of the page is. So I'll just make sure I set the data context of the page like this, data context equals result. Remember though, that data template is expecting it to be shaped a certain way, so I'm going to create a custom projection real quick. It's not going to take but a second, but I want to make sure it's, see, like a title. It's expecting title, not name, so I'll say name. It has a subtitle, and so we'll use x.releaseYear. That's fun. And there's also an image, which equals x.boxart. Let's say medium URL this time. All right, so this will work automatically for us. So I just want to review the code one more time. So I just have a reference to it. Remember, I created a service reference. That is what created all of the strongly typed objects. That's why I can say, that's why this select works, and it knows that x.name exists, right? Because those proxy objects were created by the create service reference. Anyway, so then I will, here's the context. This is the catalog itself and where to go find it. Then I'll create this data service collection that has a reference back to the context and can be used to call a query, any query that I create. So here's my query this time, right? I could have searched on anything, filtered by anything, all kinds of tricks I could have done in here. This is just going to be nice and simple. I'm going to change this so that it runs in the simulator, and then just run it. Right? Not too many pieces there. Hopefully that all makes sense. Not everybody knows OData is even accessible in a Metro app, but as a Metro app is a fundamentally connected app, OData is an excellent resource so that you can go to the Azure Marketplace and use the data from there or create your own OData service. It's very easy to create a WCF data service that exposes your current database as an OData endpoint, and boom, you can just start using it. If I were really building this as a serious app, I would have a progress, you know, dialog that says fetching data now and things like that. But I'll just take it the way it is so I can show how it is, show how it works. And there's the data. Pretty awesome. I mean, when you really think about how much information I'm getting back, how much power I have, access to the Netflix catalog, let's say, which is a fun thing to develop against. But I am not actually doing very much to access it, right? Just a handful of lines of code, and the rest is handled for me by Ad Service Reference, and a lot of power. OData right here. OData allows you to read data, filter data, query data, project data, as well as update data and delete data and things like that as well. So a lot of power in OData. Don't miss your opportunity to leverage it in your app as well. Thanks and best of luck. This has been Dev Radio on MSDN. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.